The Village of Salem has voted to approve a draft dissolution plan. After a voter petition was brought forward last year, in August, village residents overwhelmingly approved to dissolve their village government. The community of 946 residents is located in Washington County, near the Vermont border. Under New York law regarding dissolution, following the August vote, the village had up to 180 days to develop the draft dissolution plan approved Tuesday night. Village Clerk Rebecca Brown said the village must schedule at least one public hearing on the draft plan.
In the interim, the village will be continuing to review and get questions answered, meeting with our attorney to go over the plan. And there's, of course, opportunity for amendment up until the point where the plan has to be finally adopted.
After the last public hearing, the village has 60 days to finalize a dissolution plan. Then a 45-day window opens where another petition could be raised to put the issue to another vote. Brown said the current draft plan has an effective date of December 31st of this year. If everything goes through, village residents will be represented by town officials. The dissolution will remove the village clerk and will affect the village library, which would stay open but need to reorganize under a new charter. The village's water and public works departments will also be affected. Town of Salem Supervisor Seth Pitts said the town will first set up new water and lighting districts for the residents of the former village.
And then we're going to have to take a look. We have up to 2 years to take a look at all the village laws and determine if we want to keep them or we already have something on the books that is similar. So that process has already started.
Pitts said the town is in a holding pattern right now until the 45-day window for further petitioning is closed.
Then it's full steam ahead.
Pitts said the dissolution of the village would eliminate duplicative processes.
From where we sit and what we're trying to accomplish, I think it's going to be going to have a positive outcome, and it'll be a win-win for everybody in the town and the village.
Under New York's dissolution law, the town of Salem would receive $130,000 annually in financial aid. Peter Baines, executive director of the New York Conference of Mayors, said changes in New York's dissolution law made in 2011 have resulted in more communities considering dissolution, in part because it's now easier for petitioners to bring forward a vote. This, he said, has not affected the rate of villages dissolving, however. Baines said these days villages are under many pressures that contribute to discussion.
Trying to standard the tax cap, trying to keep taxes low. You know, there are more communities that are having that discussion, but that's the beauty of village government in New York. It's the only level of government, local government, that can be created by the people, that is created by the people, and is eliminated by the people. So as long as there's an educated discussion being had within these communities, you know, whatever they decide to do, whether to dissolve or not, we think is the right decision.
In June, voters in the nearby village of Greenwich voted against dissolution. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.